The Madman's Daughter by Megan Shepherd.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Chapter 1. The basement hallways in King's College of Medical Research were dark, even in the daytime. At night, they were like a grave. Rats crawled through corridors that dripped with cold perspiration. The chill in the sunken rooms kept the specimens from rotting and numbed my own flesh, too, through the worn layers of my dress. When I cleaned those rooms, late at night, after the medical students had gone home to their warm beds, the sound of my hard bristle brush echoed in the operating theatre, down the twisting hallways, into the storage spaces where they kept the things of nightmares. Other people's nightmares, that is. Dead flesh and sharpened scalpels didn't bother me. I was my father's daughter, after all. My nightmares were made of darker things. My brush paused against the mortar, frozen by a familiar sound from down the hall, the unwelcome tap, tap, tap of footsteps that meant Dr. Hastings had stayed late. I scrubbed harder, furiously, but blood had a way of seeping into the tiles, so not even hours of work could get them clean. The footsteps came closer until they stopped right behind me.
"How's it coming then, Juliet?"
His warm breath brushed the back of my neck. "Keep your eyes down."